And the smaller doors that are less than Dalat Fochum and Dalat Fochum, we say usually a Mei Sholem does not go out through such a small door, and therefore those doors are torn in the case where the door is closed, so the Tumah does not go through it. So that's a deal over here. So the Gemara says, so Kadaikis Minerva Shlokish wants him to direct like this, that Taima, the Taptav Chovches, that Taima, what's the reason why it has a lock of a Tumah's Mace, that we say the doors have Tumah under it also? The shoulder kayemis, because the form is still kayem. You can still tell, like it's from a body, it's from a mace. If after the mace was burnt up, the ashes will be spread around, you can't tell it comes from a mace anymore, then tor, then it would be tor. That's a deed Rosh Lakish makes, that a mace that's nispalbul, or that gets mixed up, so it becomes tor. The same thing as shvir also, shetafu, the name of, is, there has no tumor on it. Samar says no, but if Yechon says back to Rosh Lakish, no, other rabbi, just the opposite. I would tell you, doik mino nagis, to make a deek this way. They say like this, shoulder kayemes, who did Torah like psochim kitanim? Only true if the mace was burnt up, and the form is still in one piece, it still looks like one big mace, then the lock is, it has a lock of a mace sholim, that only the big doors are tamei, and not the small doors. Who did Torah like psochim kitanim? That's why we say the small doors in that room are tor, because we do not say it's oimit for the mace to go out through those small doors that are less than 4x4 tefachim, but rather it's oimit to take it out through one of the bigger doors. But the deek would be, let's say the mace is not shown, let's say the form is mevuvom, the ashes are spread out. Then it could be that psochim kitanim nami mitamim. It could be that even then the small doors of the room also become tamei. Why? Each door like you take out one aver. That's the lock of the Mishnah over there, Noilis. That if you have a kizayis min hames in the room, that even the small doors, even though it's only pesach tefach by tefach, they become tamei also. See, if Rabbi Yochanan says he has no dik from this Mishnah to say that if the mace is in its pazer, if the ashes are spread out, it has no tumas mace, then maybe other rabba. If the ashes are spread out, it also has a tumas mace on it. And then it's even the chumrah that even the small doors also become tummy. Sefer Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rish Lakish. Oh, Malay Rabbinah Ravashi, Rabbinah is the back of Ravashi. Rabbi Yochanan, the Yom HaKamad, who does Rabbi Yochanan go like? The Rabbi Yochanan says that a mace, even though it's in its pazer, still has tumas mace on it. Who does he go like? Kerablezer. Yom HaKaman Kerablezer. Tanan learned like this. Eifer Serufim. Let's say you have a burnt up mace. You have his ashes that were burnt up. Burnt up ashes of a mace. Who have lezer why mesh yuroi beroiva. If you have a roiva of a cover, a vias of a cover of that ashes, it has tumas mace on it. So Kitsi, you see that even those ashes, still it has tumas mace. The other one says, Heichi dami mesh nisra for shoulder kiyamis. How do you have this? What's the case to say that you have a mace that was completely burned up and the ashes are still in the form of a mace that doesn't get spread out? Some Rabbi Abayi says the case could be Kagoin Sheshofu Agabi Katavlo. It was burnt, and Rashi says Katavlo means or a piece of leather like, shof that was cooked up well, because it's very hard. The end of this reference in the mace doesn't get burnt up with the mace. So you wrap this around the mace and then you burnt up the mace, the ashes are still in the form of the original mace. Ravam Rava says we're going to sofra agave apudrin, that you burnt the drash. He says agave apudrin means evan shayish, a marble stone, and therefore the fire doesn't ruin it. To a tavayak going shasuyis base kibble, like both these kimtas are, that this was the base kibble, like a form to hold the mace still in it. Even though the mace was burnt up, the ashes are still in the form of the original body. Ravina says no, could even be kagoyin the yachruchi. We're talking about with just the outside of the body got burnt, like a third degree burn, that's all. Rashi says, yachruchi yachruchi hameis, but v'lo nasayif, it didn't become ashes. So that could also be where where Slakish holds that still, alright, that would be a case that the tumis mace is still there, even because Rosh Lakish, just because the form is still kayim. But in a case where the form is not kayim, then you would not have the tumis mace. According to Rosh Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you will still have the Tumas Mace. Yeah, Moshe, this Torah Rabban, one of the brides like this. Hamapelis Yad Chatucha V'Regel Chatucha. And Nisha has a miscarriage, where it comes out as just a form of a hand. or the form of a regal. I mean, like, it's like not the form. There's a hand, and just the hand comes out, like it was cut off from the rest of the body. Or else just the foot comes out. So, lochor is imoy tumei leida. We say yes, that's tzidra leida, and therefore the mother has a tumas leida. But, and v'yein chachishes, v'yein chashu, we're not afraid that shema miguf otam bol, maybe came from a body that had no form to it at all. And that halach, then the halach is, the isha doesn't have any tumas leida. But we say no, must probably rove, like fetus says, has a form to it. And now that the regular yad came out, it came out from a vlad. And therefore, it's considered like she has tumas leida, she had a leida. So the most like this, that Rav Chisda, Varamba, Barav Huna, the Amrit Tavai, they both say that a noisnin law yimei toya. The Chiddush is though that we don't say this lekula, only lechumra. Meaning to say that even if you want to say she has to be machmir, maybe it was a zochah, maybe it's nekevam, so the first 14 days she's for sure she's tummy. The question is usually though the next, at least till the 40th day, that if she sees dam, it should be dam toyer, like at most it was a zochah, so she's told until the 40th day. Over here though we say no, we don't give her these yimei toyer. That even she sees them, even if they're 13, 14, 15, 16 days later, still she's tummy. The question is, my time, what's the reason why? The chur is called the later, so she should at least have the days of Tyra like a zohar has, at least until the 40th day. Some person know here, the chiddush is, they hold, aim have to be afraid to say, maybe, herchika leidosa. That maybe the pshat is that really, the most of the body came out before. And that was the real later. So now this is just the end of it. So therefore, maybe Haleda finished it. The Yimei Toya finished already. And now really she'd be like afterwards. So therefore, Lechumra, we give her a din as if she has a Haleda now. So Lechumra, she's Tomei right now. But not Lekula. Lekula, we say we can't give her the din Yimei Tyra. The Rashi says, that Eimar Chikuk Haleda means Harei Kama Yom Shiyotza Rav Havlad. Levor, maybe a long time ago it happened that the rest of the body came out already. Look, for over Yimei Toyer, it happened over 40 days ago, and it passed by rate of Yimei Toyer, Shalom. And therefore, we do not give Yimei Toyer. We only go to Chumra to say she has Yimei Tumah now, 14 days she's Tumah, but not Yimei Toyer. So this Gemara says, most of Rabbi Yosef asked the question, it says, Hamapelis, the Nisha has a miscarriage, the Ein Yodua Ma'apil, we don't know what came out. So it says, Teishu L'Zochon Ekevon. That she has to go to Chumra to sit for Zohar and Akeva. Meaning to say for the first 14 days she's Tomei, and then until the 40th day she has Yimei Taira. So the question is why? V'yi Sagadayta, tell me a thing, V'yi Sagadayta, that call Kihai Gavna, or anything like this. V'yi Sagadayta, call Kihai Gavna. Eimahachi Kuleidosa, that any time she sees something, it's possible she saw parts of it before already. So listen, she should have learned to V'yirosa Ulanida. So Mapele, she doesn't know what came out. Like, let's be afraid, maybe only a regal came out. And maybe Taka, the rest of the body came out way before. Says, so it's past Yimei Taira. So she had to be choshev. She sees dam, she'll be a regular leader also. So why didn't it say it? So Marin says, Omra Abayi says like this. It's Taka true, that's the locha. But he taught the leader, if I would have said on that Mishnah, that he had be choshev leader also, Habimin, I would have thought to say, maybe Korban V'yein in Echal. That the pshat is, you have a suffix to say that maybe it wasn't the lady altogether. See, even though we tell her to bring the korban, but it's only min ha-suffix. And therefore, when the kohen brings it, cannot eat from the chat to say. That's what I would have thought to say. Yes, kamashma, that's the chiddush no the nechom. That for sure, it's vadi there was a lady. It's only a question when. 40 days ago or now. So therefore, korban for sure she has to bring, and the kohen can eat from the korban. Just that's the chiddush here, that lechumro, you have to be machma to say that she doesn't have yimei taira. And maybe test by her the Yimei Taira, therefore she only has tumas needed now. Or else all the chumras of Hilchos Leida and not the kulas. Omer Rav Huna, something like this, what's going to be hoitzi uberes yod? Let's say the fetus sticks out its hand, the zira puts it, comes back into the body again. Seema tmei leida, with that alone it's called the leida. Shneimer Apostolik says, vehi belidato, vehi ten yad, you put out a hand, they put out a hand, much for the hand alone is called the leida. So Mor says no, most of Reb Yuda. It says hoitzi uberes yodoi if the fetus sticks out its hand. Ein ima chashesh is the chodava. The mother's not chashesh for anything. So Mashmah's not called the leida. Amar Rav Nachman says like this. So the di meforshali minei de Rav Huna. He was explained from Rav Huna like this, that lochash chashesh, that we are afraid about this. But you may toyer le'avimla, we don't give her, you may toyer. That we don't give her. Is lochash chayshishis, we're afraid, but you may toyer le'avimla lo. We have a chashash to chumra, we'll give her, you may tumra, but not you may tayra. Add the nafik ruba until most of the body comes out. Then that's called a later. Samar says no. For any ima chayshash to chod overcome it, but not chayshish for anything, it's mashma. Samar says, on mabaya, true. Ainu cheshesh the chodov and midiraisim means midiraisim are not afraid of anything. Avu midrabonon do cheshesh, but midrabonon do yachoshesh. So it is only the rabbonon like a chumra to say if the yad comes out that she's tummy. So Moshe question I will kroah kama firstly dash in the posik. So Moshe says about that's only midrabonon. Will kroah smachta biyam with the kroah only in the smachta. But the vadi midiraisa taka, it's not called a leida until either rove of the body comes out or else the head comes out. But just the yad, that's not called a leida. There's only a smachta mid rabbonin that mach will give it a tumas mid rabbonin, because otherwise people will think maybe that's called a leida, and if you don't give it a tumah, they'll think you're not tummy. So therefore, it's only mid rabbonin and not mid raisa. Yeah. Yeah, good. But now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hamapelis tumtum viadrumus? And he has a miscarriage, and what comes out of tumta means that the mokum to tell whether the zoch and the cave is covered up. You can't see there. And andrugnis means that the fetus has both simonim. He has simoni of a zoch and of a nekeva. The locher is teisha of a zoch and a keva. We have to be machmir l'chum, we don't know if that's called a zoch or a nekeva. So you have to be machmir both ways, that the first 14 days she's tamei, and then until the 40th day, that's all she has to make taira. What's going to mean she gives birth to a shezim apelis, tumtum v'zocher, a suffix and a vade zocher, or else androgynous v'zocher. So then again, teisha v'zocher and nekeva, the same thing. The chumra, you have to be machmir, that maybe it was nekeva, so the tumtum. So therefore, the first 14 days she's tamei, but then you may tarry, you only give her until the 40th day, like a zocher. What's going to be tumtum v'nekeva? Like here, you know for sure when nekeva came out. They're twins, or else Andrugnus Nekeva, and Andrugnus came out, and the Nekeva with it. See, it's Chita Teisha of the Nekeva. She has a loch of a Leda of the Nekeva. Bilvad. Therefore, the first 14 days she's Tamei, but then the next 66 days is Yimei Tyre until the 80th day. Because for sure she gave birth to a Nekeva here. Therefore, it have a loch of Tumah like a Nekeva. What's going to be Yotza Mechutach? Let's say the body comes out in pieces, cut up. Or else, I'm Masuris. Let's say the body, Rashi said, Masuris means upside down, the feet come out first. Then the locher is, Mishayotza Ruba Hareyu Kilud. When Rova, the body comes out, that's called a Leda. But before that, not. Because if it comes out normally, the head first, the head is called a Leda. But here, it comes out feet first, so the body, the feet is not called the mother, has no tumas Leda, it's not called a Leda, until Rova of the body, majority of the body comes out. Yotza kedak, let's say the baby comes out normal. Yotza roi roishin. Then it's enough just to have roi roishin. In the case where the baby's alive, so as soon as the majority of the head comes out, that's called the leda. That's called tumas leda. The yeza roi roishin, what's considered roi of the head? Mishiyotza padachta. When the forehead comes out, after the forehead is out, that's called yotza ruvai. Now the Gemara says, hashta tumtum luchudei. Fiandrugnis luchudei. That when she gave birth to either a tumta by itself or a drugnis, it has a suffix, whether it's zocher or nekeva. So you say what? You have to be machmir both ways. So tumtum v'zocher, drugnis v'zocher, me boy, what do you have to tell me then? Pshit, if there came out another one also, like a twin, a tumtum and a zocher, pshit, you have to be machmir both ways. What's the chiddush? By a tumtum alone it's a suffix if it's nekeva or not. So if it came out with a zocher, it should be the same suffix also. Sumer says, no, Yitzvach, I need both Kedushim. Because otherwise, in the time, I would have thought like this. Hoyu v'yomer, since Rabbi Yitzchak says, that the klal is that Isha must rast chilom when they have tashmish, man and wife together. So if the Isha lets out first, like ovaries, the eggs come out first, so then yoled is zocher. Then there'll be a boy. Isha must rast chilom, say the man lets out the zera first, then yoled is nekeva, then there'll be a girl. So I would have thought like this, Eima, Midahai Zohar, since the twin that came out with this androgynous was a Zohar, so I would have thought to say, Hai Nami Zohar, that's the proof to say that this androgynous should have a din of a Zohar on him. So therefore, he should only have Tumas Zohar, not like a Nekeva. Yes, Kamash Mila, no, that Eima could say, Shnei Mazviva Vasakas, it happened that they both happened at the same time. And do zochar is in a cave. It's possible to say one could be a zochar what came out, and then drugness could have a din of a cave. That's the chiddush. That even though zochar came out with it, still the drugness has a suffer whether it's in a cave or not. He'll have both din. You'll have to be machmir both ways. A zochar and a cave. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav Tumtum v'yandrugnis shero lubin oy oydem. Let's say it's tumtum v'yandrugnis, because it's a suffer whether he's a zochar or whether he's a girl. So now, let's say he saw Lubin white. That's like from a man when Zerah comes out. That's Matam of the man. Or Yaitim, or else he saw red come out. If he saw Tzachiyasrid, if the Drugnis sees a Lubin, so if it would be a Zohar, he'd be Tommy from that. But if he has Lach like in a Kaveh, and the Kaveh sees white, she's Torah. See, in the case of this one, Drugnis saw white, or else, unless he saw red. So it means blood. So again, if it has a din of a nekeva, he'll have tumas nida. If he has a din of a zohar, he's tor. So lochor is ein chayov ma'abiyas migdash. Let's say this tumtus now goes into the base of migdash. He's not chayiv for it, because it's a suffix whether he's tummy or not. And therefore, we ain't surf and last a truma. If he touches truma, we don't burn it, because he's not vadai tummy. It's only a suffix whether he's tummy or not. Therefore, it's only toilin. We have to be only sure of one or the other. What's going to be if he sees both? Let's say Ro Loibin V'yoidim Kech. Let's say he sees both. He sees white and he sees red together. Then the locher is Ein Chayov Malbias Migdash. Then the locher is still, even though we saw both of them together, still you're not Chayov Malbias Migdash. If he goes into the base of Migdash, when we Shoigeg, and then he comes out and finds out he's not Chayov of Adi Korban. Ah, we'll start from Lance of Truma. But Truma, yes, like for sure he is Tamei, and therefore if he touches Truma, you have to burn the Truma. That's what Rav Nachman Omer Rav says. The question is why? Like Lechur, if he saw both, the red and white, for sure he's Tamei, no matter what he is, whether it's Zohar or Nekeva. So that's Pshat Rav Nachman that he says that he goes into the Beis Migdash, he's not Chayiv. So the answer is Shnem, the Pesach says, in this Pasha of Beis Migdash, it says, Mi Zohar v'yad Nekeva. So we dash in that it